Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizzie. Welcome back, guys. So, we had decided to do a follow-up episode on a story that we read a while back. It was Lucky Fangirl. It was by Ms. Hobie on Wattpad, but she wrote a second part. So, we read the second part and we wanted to share it with you guys. So, let's get into it.
So, if you guys remember, if you listened to our past episode of this story, you know that she left off at the airport. Hobie was trying to get to her, but all the fans, like, kind of scooped up and she just zipped off without him. So now it takes place of where she's gone back to Boston. She finds out that she has I was kind of confused. I didn't remember if we found out she had an aunt in the first book or the second one.
Yeah, I don't remember the aunt being mentioned in the first book, but I also remember they vaguely talked about her parents. So in the second book, her parents have both passed away, and she finds that out when she gets back, and then she finds out about her aunt. So I think her aunt came in the second one, but I don't really remember for sure.
So anyway, since she finds out she has her aunt is very young, only like 4 years older than her. So she pretty much takes her in, and she pretty much lives life. So when she gets there, she finds out that she's pregnant with Hobie's baby, and like she goes through this whole pregnancy without him. Like at first she was wanting to have an abortion. She didn't care what her aunt said. She didn't care what nothing about nothing. She was just ready to get rid of that baby because she just didn't want to deal. So she got to the abortion clinic. This woman was outside telling her to don't have an abortion. And she was like, lady, listen, goodbye, get out my face.
Right.
I'm gonna have this abortion. This is not your life, this is mine. So she goes in to have the abortion. The receptionist is like, oh, you have to do this paperwork. And she was like, listen, I don't even want to do this paperwork. I just want to go get this abortion. So it's kind of weird.
Right.
Yeah, it's just weird that she was like, okay, come on back.
Yeah, no paperwork needed. Come on down. Spread them.
Right. All right. So she goes in, you know, sits down, and she starts thinking about that lady talking to her outside, like, don't do it. So she says, no, I'm going to do it. So she's sitting there, and then the doctor comes in. He's like, okay, no problem. We're going to have this baby out in seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, the doctor was just chipper and happy about her getting this abortion. So,
and they weren't even going to give her any medicine to calm her or pain or nothing like that. They were just like, all right, let's do this.
Right, let's get it on and rolling. So she lays down, and he like turns on the machine, and then she was like, stop, no, I can't do it. She jumps up and she dips, like literally dips, like runs out of the bed.
Literally runs. She ran.
Yeah. So then she was like, you know what, I'm having my baby. So anyway, time skip on, she ended up having the baby. The baby's 4 years old. She has this like, she's now not doing anything in like dental. Like if you guys remember, she was a dental assistant. So she's not doing anything in that. She's like, her aunt has a job at like a furniture store, and she starts to like that. And she, like, I think she starts working with her, but then, they find out that she's a really good interior decorator. And so she starts working with this other lady doing interior decoration. She's like really good at her job. And then, so she goes to work one day, and she's, the boss was like basically telling her, we're moving this business to South Korea. Now out of all the places, they're going back to South Korea.
So the same place she was at before she left in the other book.
Right. And so she only picks a couple people to go to South Korea with her to this new business. So she just happens to be one of the chosen. So she did not want to go, but she didn't have no choice because that's where she made her money. So in her head, she's thinking, okay, I can go up here and live, and nobody know who I am.
Which,
Like,
how?
Hobie, yeah, like, do you know who
Like,
your baby
girl,
daddy is?
first of all, everybody remember all the craziness with you. You thought she was really about to pop back up in South Korea. Nobody'd be like, isn't that that girl, Mai? Like, isn't that her? Like, nobody's gonna notice
Right.
her.
Well, all that drama that
All
happened, you
that
think people ain't gonna know who
drama.
you
Everybody knew who she was. Army knew who she was. Like, she really thought nobody was gonna notice her. I was like, the
Like,
whole
she
time.
really, she in this room, when she was like, nobody's gonna know. You know, I was thinking about that TikTok. Nobody's gonna know.
Right.
Nobody's gonna know.
And in my head, I'm like, everybody's gonna know, girl. Everybody is going to know.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody's gonna know. So she's like, okay, so nobody's gonna know. So she ends up moving to Korea. Well, let me go ahead and go back a little bit because in the time, Ashton Kai, which is her son's name, does not know his dad, but he keeps asking who his daddy is. And so over the time, she tells him a little bit about his dad, and he knows some stuff, but he don't know all of the stuff. But he ends up liking BTS and stuff. This little boy is so smart.
Smart, too smart for his own good. You know who he reminded me of?
You know I was thinking that.
Like, this little boy too smart. Somebody need to tell him to sit
Yes.
down. He was going and stealing his
Right.
mama's albums and listening to them on the sly, knowing he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yes. Right. So he reminded me of that little boy. I remember me and remember us. He was so smart.
Too smart.
Yes. So anyway, they go to Korea. She get a nice place too. So when she get this nice place, I'm like, dang, she must have really been making some money. So she gets this really nice place and she moves to Korea and go ahead, B.
All right, so she gets this nice place. She's in Korea for like a hot second, and she sees, I think she runs into Detective Jay first. And so he's like, oh my gosh, you're in town. I don't know why, but like their kind of conversation seemed like there was more that was gonna be happening with him,
Girl,
didn't it?
I just knew he liked
I
her.
did too.
Like,
I was like, is
I know
he?
she didn't like him like that, but I felt like he liked her.
Yeah, I kept getting that vibe, and I'm like, I don't know what this is gonna, what's gonna happen with that, but all right. So
Yeah,
she,
because I'm sorry, but
you're okay.
can I? Yeah, because at that time, well, like he was like divorced at that time, and he was kind of hitting on her a little bit.
It seemed
And
that
not only
way.
that, when Hobie came back in the picture, he was pretty much talking to him like, try it if you want to with Ma.
Right. I don't play about minds.
Right.
That's exactly what was kind of happening. So I kept thinking more was going to happen between them, but it didn't. Which is, I mean, I thank God, because there was just so much happening in the story yet again.
So much.
So she runs into him, they have a conversation, they catch up a little bit. She's telling him about like what's been going on with her and all this other stuff, but she tells him, do not let anybody know that I'm here. This is between us, blah blah blah. And he's like, yeah, okay, whatever, whatever. Which, again, small area that she's in, super well known, but all right. So she goes to work. She ends up finding out that she has two assistants, one named Nari and the other named Soyi. I think it's Soyi. So they're her assistants, and they recognize her, but they don't really say a whole lot initially. And then they realize who she is, and they start fangirling out. Oh my gosh, you're Mai, you're the one, you're the lucky fan, the girl that dated Hobi, blah, 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 like all this other stuff. What are you doing back? All this other stuff. Mai's kind of like worried because she doesn't want anything bad to happen because she's holding on to a lot of the things that happened in the past, and she just wants to kind of move forward. So she doesn't let them know that she has a kid. She doesn't let them know really much of anything initially. So as time's going on, like they kind of start to get a little bit closer and they start sharing information with one another, but like initially she wasn't having it. So they find out that they have a group, or not a group, but they have a new client that's going to be working with their decorating company. Come to find out, it's Monsta X. So if y'all remember, in the first story, when they were at the awards ceremony, Monsta X was also the group that was helping fight Shinmi off too. So they were really involved, and a couple of them were like really flirty with her because she was cute. So she thinking once she sees that it's Monsta X, she's like, oh crap, they may recognize me, especially what's it called, might recognize me. Come to find out, they act like they didn't know who she was. Well, oh boy, finally come around and is like, hey, you think I wouldn't remember you, girl? Like, you think I knew who you was?
Right, because at first he was acting like he didn't know her at all,
Yeah.
and then he kind of came out and told her he remembered her because he started liking her.
I knew there was gonna be something bad about him, but it never happened, which I was thankful for, but I was just like, I don't know, something seemed a
Girl,
little weird.
I just knew him and our boy was together.
Yeah, it just sounded weird, right? The whole situation, it just seemed weird. So there's that, and he's like kind of trying to make his move in a way, and she's just kind of like, oh, I don't know, blah blah blah. So the detective is really helping her a lot while going to pick up Asher from daycare and stuff like that, and really just helping her. And at a point, she ends up having to do something with work, but she asks So Yi to go take her son out or whatever. So she takes him to the mall, and when he oh, there's a part that I forgot. Okay, I'm going back real quick. There's a point where she's at before she even starts working, she's at a park with her son, and the son is like running around or whatever, and he gets candy from a stranger who has a bunch of cameras following him,
Which was
which was weird. And I'm like, oh, this is
Like,
about to
why
be
your son
bad.
talking? Like, first of all, why you? I don't know. I was just thinking in this world now, why you
Yeah.
let your son run around
First of all,
like
why he
that?
running around? Why he
Why?
taking candy from strangers?
Strangers, yes. I was thinking, why?
The whole time, confused. Like, this don't even seem safe.
Right. But they are in Korea, which is supposedly really safe there.
That's nice. That's really nice and wonderful that they have that. 'Cause in these streets.
Yes, not in these streets, girl, because I went ham on my daughter because she ran around the car the other day and I ain't seen her. I went crazy.
Oh,
And that was in
girl.
our own yard where we had a really safe, nice neighborhood. And so, but I don't play because people are crazy.
Yeah, they are. So that happened. So flash forward to her starting her job or whatever.
Can I just say this?
Sure.
Everybody that she's meeting, the guy from Monster X and the detective, all are saying you should tell
Yes.
Hobie about Ashton Carr.
Everybody says that, and she's like, I'll tell him at some point, blah blah blah, but I don't want to right now. I don't think he needs to know. And they're like, no, he definitely deserves to know. That's his kid. Like,
Like she
that's rude.
literally was not wanting to tell at all. Like she thought she just was never going to tell him.
Right, like she wasn't gonna run into him at some point. Weird. So all right, so he gets candy from some stranger. So flash forward to her starting her job, and what's his name? Ju
June. I don't know. He wanted to be called Jahoney or
Jahoni,
something.
Jahoni, yeah, him. So he when he does tell her like, oh, you thought I wouldn't recognize you, he's like, I knew that you were back in town because the person who gave your son candy was Bam Bam, and Bam Bam told Jackson, and Jackson told me. Okay, so there's that part. So going forward, they go to the mall or whatever, and so he goes to the bathroom because she really got to pee, and she tells Asher to stay still, and he's like, all right. He don't. So he goes and runs off, and he ends up running around and runs into some man, right? So now this man is walking around with Asher trying to make sure he's good and trying to find out where his mom is. So come to find out, Asher runs into Hobie at the mall. So now So Yi calls mine, is like, hey girl, really really sorry, but I lost your son.
You made that sound. Hey, girl,
Hey
I'm
girl,
sorry, but
your son's missing. Shit got real. Sorry. So she, so so Mai instantly panics and she runs to the mall. And I think by this point somebody else knows too. Oh no, maybe not. I don't know. Eunice may have
Now,
be back in the picture. I can't remember.
I was trying to think if Eunice was back in the picture or was she not back. I don't think she was back in the picture at this
Just
point.
yet. Okay. So
Yeah, so
she.
all the people that knew is the two assistants, that they just found out
Right.
when she told her to take it to the mom. The two sisters, a boy from Monster X, and a detective.
So she's panicking, whatever, whatever, trying to find her son. Come to find, she ends up finding him and runs up to him and like gives him a hug or whatever, and sees that he's holding some guy's hand. And she looks up and guess who it is? Hobie.
Toby looking all fine and sexy.
Girl. Okay, go ahead.
So she finds him, and he's like, Toby looking at her like he crazy, because what we failed to tell you is that Toby heard her when they when he was like, because Toby had been thinking about her nonstop. He never stopped thinking about mom when she left. He was depressed and all that stuff. So one day when he was just out, kind of like running errands, he was like, "I'm gonna go get a bubble tea, a bubble tea." I what you say? And he wanted to get the same one my guy. So he and it was her favorite shop. So he thought he heard her voice, and he was like, "I'm tripping," like, because he had already been like thinking he was hearing her voice or whatever. He was like, "I'm tripping. I didn't hear her voice or whatever." So when he kept thinking, "It's my bag. It's my bag." So once he seen her or whatever, then he knew that she was back. And
Oh,
then,
sorry. Something I forgot. Well, go ahead.
so I think Eunice and them knew she's back by the end.
Yeah, something I else I forgot to mention. So, I think it was Jimin or it was JK. One of the it was either JK or Tae, but somebody was doing so BTS is not BTS like for real anymore at this point. Like they're all
Well, they're
doing
still BTS, but they're just doing different
Well, they're
stuff.
doing
They
different
haven't,
stuff. Yeah.
yeah.
Jin's in the military. Namjoon and Yoongi are doing their own thing as artists. JK is doing like movies and stuff like that. So is Tae doing like shows. And Jimin is like acting and doing his own thing. So one of the
And
times.
Namjoon is in America.
Yeah, Namjoon's in America. Well, they
He
say he was
doing
in
music, and
LA.
then, yeah. He in LA doing music. I can really see that.
I could definitely
And
see that.
Yugi was in Korea, like doing music and producing.
Yeah. So there's a point where I think it was JK. They have cameras following them around. It was either JK or Tae or both of them had cameras following around while they're at the park. A lot of people were at this park that day that the Asher got candy. So whoever was recording saw the little kid in the video, right? So when the video is happening, or like later on when they're reviewing the video, he's showing them the video, and it's Hobie that is looking at the video and notices the little kid, and he goes, "Man, that kid looks familiar." And then he runs into him again, because I think they ran into each other like a couple of times, or maybe like once or twice. But anyway. He saw the video and was like, oh, okay. So then when he ran into him at the mall, that was like a thing. He's like, why does this kid look familiar? Blah, 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 blah. So go ahead. I just had to mention the video because I forgot. So he knew there was a little boy and he saw a lady with him that looked like her.
Right. So then he see her, he see him, and he was like, then he heard Ashley calling her mama. And he was like, mama. He was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. So I guess he kind of put two and two together, but
Yeah, they really just so then there was obviously a conversation that needed to be had because this is his whole child and he's 4 years old. So,
I think Hobie didn't Hobie take them home from the mall that day. So I think Hobie took them from the mall that day. Then that's when he was like, ask her, is he mine? You know, and she was just like, yeah, what you think? He's 4 years old. I left 4 years ago. What you think?
So she really, really, really held on to the fact that he hurt her and he lied to her and he did her wrong. And he, like, most of the story was that, well, you did me
Yes.
wrong. And he's like, okay,
Yeah.
got it.
Girl, I
But
was over it. I was like, if you
me
don't shut up,
too.
you are with him now and you still saying
Still
this.
saying that. He's here in your face, girl. He love you. Leave it alone. Stop.
Right,
If you gonna forgive him,
right.
forgive him.
Right. So, you know, they just start kind of doing family thing, but she was doing her thing too. Like she was seeing old boy from Monster X, like, and Hobie was being like a dad to him, like it was just understood what it was. But then when Hobie seen her with old boy from Monster X, he's like, hold up now, you're not finna get my girl.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think he was just like telling him, nope, you're not finna get my girl. And he told her, I'm not gonna let you go with him because you're still mine.
Mm-hmm. Which the nerve, but and I get it.
And of course she's still like, you hurt me.
Yep. Still singing that song.
Yes. And so, you know, as time goes by, they kind of doing their thing. And then weird stuff start happening.
Yeah. So real quick, Eunice ends up finding out about Mai and her meet up, and they have this whole conversation, and she's like, hey, please don't tell Jimin. And she's like, crap, how am I not going to tell Jimin? But the first thing she do is tell JK and Tae. And JK and Tae don't know how to keep their mouth shut. And then her, JK and Tae, and Eunice all show up at the house.
And let me tell you what's so crazy. What's so crazy is how can you tell you can't hold water when it comes to Tae and JK, but then you can't tell your husband?
Girl.
Because at this point, y'all, we forgot to mention, Eunice and Jimin has gotten married.
Yeah, and they're like really big, and she's kind of like the it girl right now out there.
Yeah, like they have like shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, how can you not hold water with them? Then you can't tell Jimin.
Right.
Your own husband. And so now Jim's looking at her crazy after all this going on because she not telling him that, but he knows she hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Also, guys, she's pregnant. And she, so they haven't really told anybody, and she was going to tell Mai that day, but then they were just kind of a lot going on, so she just didn't end up telling her. So Eunice is pregnant.
Yeah, when she told JK and Taeyeon, they was like, okay, now let take us to Ma. And she was like, hold on, wait a minute, I just told you the secret. And they was like, okay, now take us to Ma, we want to see her. Because they were in a super close family.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to see Ma.
So everybody was really affected by things that happened 4 years ago, not just Mai. So Mai was like, oh, me, you don't know what I went through. And they're like, you? Like, we all went through some mess, girl. You're not alone.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you good, girl. So, just all these different things happen within the story. So, you know, that's why we kind of telling it like that, because at the same time, all this other different stuff was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up going to see her and finding out that, you know, she had Hobie's baby. At this point, Hobie didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Hobie kind of just found out. So that's why we're breaking it down like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dave.
So after they all hang out, things are cool, whatever. They're trying to keep everything on the low. Everybody's still like, hey, girl, you really need to tell him. And she's like, I don't know, whatever. So she says that she will, and eventually does when she runs into him at the mall. So now there's a point when Eunice, I can't remember what happened, but Eunice ended up seeing Hobie, or Hobie saw the kid. Something happened where they were all together, and she was like, so Hobie knows? She's like, you could have told me that Hobie knew, because I could have been told Jimin. So at some point, Eunice does tell Jimin that Mai's in town, and he's like, I need to go see her right now. Homegirl was at work.
And this is when it got weird.
Yeah.
This is when it got weird. The Jimin part was so weird to me in this story this far.
Yes, and I thought the worst, but it didn't.
Yeah, I thought he was about to knock her out.
I did too. So Jimin rolls up to a homegirl's job, which I would have popped off if he rolled up to my job acting like he did. But anyway, he shows up at the job and he starts going off. And he looks like he's going to fight this girl because he feels some type of way, right? So then he's like going at her. And she feels like super attacked and like starts to have a panic attack because it reminds her of the things that have happened in the past. So she like freaks out. So now Jimin's looking like, I don't understand. What did I do? What's the problem? I wasn't going to hit her.
Yeah, like he was like, I wasn't really going to hit her. Like he was acting like he was about to hit her.
Heck yeah. Like if she was one of them girls that was really bad, they would have been duking it out right in her office. Like,
yeah. But I can understand where Jimin was coming from, because Jimin really did. He did feel like they went through a lot because of Mai, which really they kind of did.
I mean, they did for real because a lot of stuff happened when she came around. They lost, old girl lost her mom. Homegirl was kidnapped at a point and like hurt. And then there was just a lot of mess that happened. You remember then JK had a crush on Eunice and there was a lot.
Right. So when okay, so when see, before he even knew, before Hobie even knew, she was talking to JK. Now, remember, Jimmy couldn't find Eunice. He kept trying to call her. So he was like, "Fine, can you try to find Eunice? I'm trying to call her." And she would not answer the phone. So when Hobie fell, called her, I don't know why she answered the phone for Hobie, but not for Jimmy.
There was a lot of weirdness, right? It was a lot of weirdness.
Right. So when she was talking to Hobie, she was like, I'm really busy right now, blah, blah. And he was like, wait, who is that in the background? He heard the baby or the little boy, and then he heard JK. He was like, is that JK or whatever? And so the first thing he thinking is, oh, all this happened with JK back in the day. Is she cheating with JK? Like, that's the first thing that Hobie was thinking. So Hobie got in his car and he took off to find her.
Well, because Jimin called Hobie and was like, hey man, you need to go check on my girl. Go to the house.
And I don't remember if he even knew she was pregnant then.
Jimin, I don't know if he did. I can't remember if he did or not, but he told him to go over there and he went. And so she was actually home. And so he was looking like, what the heck? But then when she got home or whatever, Jimin ended up coming back. He was in Japan or something. And so he had came home early and Hobie was there and she was like, Jimin, what are you doing here? But yeah, she was safe. But you know, Jimin was kind of freaking out because of everything that has happened. So I'm trying to think where to go to now.
Because we were so kind of back and forth because that's kind of how the story is.
Yeah, there's just a lot of moving parts. So Mai is so now at this point, everybody knows she's back.
They co-parenting.
Yeah, they're co-parenting. She's dating old boy from Monsta X, kind of. But Hobie's like trying to get his way in still too. And so Homeboy goes out on tour, and so she is there left with
Oh,
Hobie.
no, she's not left for Hobie. They decided that Asher, however you say his name, is going to live with Hobie for a while.
Oh, okay. The reason why that happened was there's so they end up so now that everybody knows, Asher doesn't know that his dad is J-Hope from BTS. He has no idea. He just knows he kind of because he tried to tell him like you're not really him, and he's like, no, for real, I'm him. And he's like, I don't believe you. So they decided to have all the BTS members that were in town come and surprise Asher. So Asher realizes, dang, my daddy is really J-Hope, but he's pissed because he's like, mommy lied to me. I don't like liars. So he's like, I want to stay with daddy. So he stays with his dad.
Girl, I would have smacked him and said, if you don't say your
Girl,
54 years off.
I've been like, you got me messed up, sir. I've been taking care of you for all this time. You really gonna sit here and choose your daddy over me? You don't even know this man.
Exactly. You don't even know
He is a stranger. I was so mad for her, and she was sad about it. But in that time when Asher was staying with Hobie, she was going out with a dude from Monsta X. So she's trying to enjoy her time as best she can, even though she misses her son, as like, you know, a single woman not having to do things and all of that, like having to worry about, you know, getting back by a certain time. She's trying to do that, and dude from Monsta X is trying to help her with that. But they have conversations at a point where he's like, do you want to be with Hobie? And she's like, no, I don't believe so. I don't think I'll ever get back with him. And he's like, all right, bet. So now this is in his head, like, okay, this is my time to shine.
Even though she still loves Howdy.
Still love, she never got over that man, and he never got over her.
But so she started hearing like little stuff though. Remember? in the meantime.
Yeah, so she's starting to hear like different things and she thinks she's tripping, but she's like, I don't know, I'm hearing stuff, but I don't know what it is. Also, while this is happening, Asher is having crazy dreams while he's staying with Hobie that he's being attacked by some man. And they take him to the, or he takes him to the doctor, they put him on medication, all this other stuff, but he's really having these really vivid dreams. And at a point, he gets attacked in one of his dreams, or he thinks it's a dream, and he has like a print on him or like a mark on him. So when Hobie takes him to the doctor's like, I don't see anything. And Hobie's like, I promise I saw this. Like, I promise this was there. And he's like, I don't see anything, but you know, keep an eye out on him or whatever. So come to find out, Joshua's back
He's back in full force.
in full force, and he is showing his whole behind. He's trying to make it known
Yes.
that he is back, and he has been watching Mai the entire time. He's been kind of messing with her a little bit, trying to make sure that she knows he's present, but he doesn't really show himself initially.
And y'all come to find out, he was the doctor.
He was the doctor. Me and Lisa were talking about this yesterday, and I told her, I said, you know what? I knew as soon as she went into that office and started talking to the doctor that it was Joshua. She was like, really? I'm like, yeah, girl. I, 'cause something didn't sit right. Homeboy was too chill to be like, oh yeah, no paperwork. Let's do it.
Right. We're so chipper. We're like, come on, let's get this baby out of here.
I knew it in my, I knew it in my bones.
But you know what? A little bit makes me think that that lady that was standing outside was her friend that died.
Oh,
Lena.
Lena, yeah.
They never said it, but it would be perfect if it was.
It would have been perfect if it was. So, yeah, so Joshua's back. He's wreaking havoc on everybody yet again. So now she's like, crap, here we go again. Because now she's realizing some things are happening to her, but she has no idea at this time that Asher is experiencing those, like some things as well. So she talks to the detective and is like, hey, bro, I need you to really look out for like my son and Hobie and myself because like something's up and I don't know what it is and I think he might be back. So he's like, well, I'm not really sure what I could do because homeboy isn't human. Like he's like evil spirit, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I don't
No,
know.
they no, at this point they thought he was dead.
No, well,
They
they thought he was dead, but remember they kept saying he was like some type
after
of
a while,
demon.
no, at this point they thought he died in that mental facility. And then comes to find out later down in the book that he never died.
And he was human, because that's what one of the things they
He
kept
was
saying. They didn't
human,
think he was
but he was
human.
in. Yeah, but they thought he died and he was just like a demon.
Right.
But come to find out, he was totally a human that just did black magic.
And was freaking nuts. So, gosh, that gets crazy as the story goes on. Okay, so I'm trying, because I'm trying to think what to get to. All right, so they're like kind of panicking and they're like, oh crap, something's happening. In the meantime, Hobie is really like on it with taking care of Asher and Mai and trying to make sure they're all good. And they're kind of getting closer and really enjoying each other's time. At some point, they decide, yes, we're going to be together. Well, she hasn't quite told homeboy from Monster X about this, so he don't for real know. But at a point, he sees them together and realizes that that's her dude and feels some type of way about it and kind of blows up on her like a little bit, but she's like, you know what? That's understandable, totally justifiable. I get it. So they're doing their thing, living, whatever. Hobie's trying to take care of her, and everybody else is like doing their thing. Well, so now we have So-Yi and Nari that are dealing with two of the Monster X members as well. So at a point, So-Yi ends up going missing. Joshua has her. He has her. He has. He first of all, he breaks into her house while was it Shonu is out of town or something like that for a tour, and she calls him and panics, which I would have called the cops first, but you know, whatever.
Well, they had out, but they had got into it. They had got into it. I don't think they was back from tour.
Oh yeah, he was back from
They were
tour.
back
You're right.
because they were arguing about him not
Not
spending
seeing
time with
her.
her,
Yep.
and he was like, I gotta do this stuff, I got this stuff to do. And they had got into it where then when she hung up the phone, you know, all this stuff started happening. So when all this stuff started happening, she called him and she was like, something is going on, somebody trying to kill me, I'm in my room, blah 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 blah. And then by the time They all got there, and the detective got there. There was blood everywhere, and she was gone.
So now people they automatically thought she was dead, which blew me. But all right, I get it. The blood, I get it. Okay. So she's missing. Mayans
And
have.
not only that, he didn't mess with JK
Oh
at this
yeah.
point.
He
He
messed with
didn't,
Eunice too, and Eunice couldn't say nothing about it because he said he would kill her kid.
right. And not only is he doing that, y'all, he has so much magic that he is erasing people's memories.
Oh, I forgot. That was so crazy.
Yeah, he was erasing people's memories. They like knew stuff was going on, but they didn't know. Like they was like, "How do we get here?" Like, because he was messing with their memories, and he had messed with JK. Like, but JK was a gangster in this fight, right?
Girl, he was not going out like that. He
But
was
I
not.
didn't. Okay, so what happened was JK was fighting him. He was like, "I ain't scared of you." So what JK figured out was that, first of all, JK had a vendetta towards anybody because of what happened with Lena. Now, if y'all can remember, Lena and JK had gotten really close, like really close in that first book. Now, if y'all don't remember who Lena was old girl's best friend from America. So JK was just like, anything bad that's happening, any kind of force like that, I'm fighting because of what happened with my girl. So he when Joshua was messing with him, he wasn't scared. He was like, "I know the only way you're gonna beat me is if I'm scared of you. So I'm not scared of you." So they was literally like fighting. And JK was like beating him up. But then JK was also trying to escape too. So he ended up escaping, but he kind of broke his ankle or something too.
Yeah, Joshua
When he
grabbed
was trying to
him.
jump out, when he was trying to jump out of the window, but he got away. So what I didn't understand was why did not JK tell them that he thrives off fear?
I don't know because you know it comes up later.
Yeah,
But
but I was like, why didn't he tell them that? Because he figured that out.
yeah, he figured that out right then and there, and he didn't share that with nobody. And it took the psychic guy or the medium or whatever to let them know, hey, you guys got to remain calm and don't show fear. But that was like super far down in the book by that point.
Exactly. Yes.
This book was so stressful.
So at this point, he's messing with Eunice. He erased her memory, but not only that, like made her have bad pains in her belly where her baby was at.
Yeah, she had to go to the hospital and everything.
And she would not tell Jimmy because if she told Jimmy that he would come back and kill her baby, so she was scared to tell Jimmy. And he legit was watching her.
He was watching all of them, which so crazy. Oof.
And we found out how he was watching them by old girl getting kidnapped. So when old girl was kidnapped, he was showing her like that crystal ball. It was like a crystal ball in my head. It
Yeah, mine
was
too.
like a crystal ball that he was showing her. Oh, look at this. And she seen my light walking in the ball. In the ball. So that's how he knew, I mean, that's how she knew that how he was watching everybody.
And when the old girl saw her in the ball, she said, "My," like that, and "My" stops and turns around. And so then when they show it from her point of view, she's like, "I swear I heard somebody called my name." And she's like, "But when I looked around, I didn't see anybody." I'm like, gosh, so crazy. So Yi is not dead. She's just held up somewhere. This is the only thing, because later on in the story, like they talk about Soyi being gone, and then Nari just disappears, but you don't really hear too much about it. You just find out that they're both back in the middle of the street, blindfolded. And you're like, wait, how did she get
Right.
taken?
It's the weirdest thing.
So yeah, so he's looking at them in the little crystal ball thing, and eventually, So Yi and Nari are free again, and so everybody's like, "All right, we got to come up with a plan because this is some bull." So then Mai's like, "Hey, what if we like contact somebody who really talks to like the dead or whatever, like talks to those spirits and beyond?" So which. Looking back on it, you're like, dang, they did all of that just to find out that he wasn't even like he was just human. That's kind of messed up, but I get it.
But good thing they did.
Yeah.
It really felt like she, why did we need the detective at this point? Because they was really doing it themselves. Ma was the one was like, hey, what if we did this? You know?
So he comes in, he tells them some things that they need to do. He's like, you need to watch out for your boy because your boy is tripping, talking about the son. You just need to keep an eye out for him because, you know, he may become susceptible to be possessed, which, but you know what? He was possessed at a point. But Joshua wasn't evil. He wasn't even dead. So how was he possessed?
He had crazy black magic.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay. I just thought about that right now 'cause I'm like,
I don't know how you could possess somebody with black magic, and I
wait.
don't care to find out.
Me
But
neither.
he did in this book. But really, it wasn't him that was possessing him. It was old girl.
Yeah, but then that would
In that story, it was not him. It was old girl because she when that little boy turned around, he had sharpened teeth.
Right, and his eyes were black.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the Grinch.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
So there's a point where they're like, you need to watch out for that little boy. And he started saying, he was hanging out with Eunice, and he started saying some wild stuff to Eunice, talking about some, everybody's gonna die or something crazy. And she's like, wait a minute. So they end up saying something to him, and he ends up going back home with Mai. So Mai is, I guess, in his room or something. She hears him screaming. She uses all the strength in her to bust through the door because it won't open. And his room has got like stuff flying around everywhere, and he's in the middle of the floor like screaming. So she's like, "I'm not scared of you. Blah 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 blah. You need to go." So this dark, like black smoke dust thing,
Shadow.
yeah, leaves the house, and Asher's left by himself, like as his regular self. So she's like hugging him, whatever, whatever. So he's fine now at this point. So now
And
my
at this point, so much stuff has gone on that now she's like, listen, you can mess with me, but do not mess with my son.
And she started going nuts low key. She was like, I am not having this. We gonna kill this man. I don't care what we gotta do, but we gonna kill him. So she goes up to the police station after. See, this is what got her. So after all this time has passed and people have been put in jeopardy and harm's way and all this stuff, the detective is there's something that happens when he's this finding So Yi and all of them, and they eventually talk to her. The medium talks to her and gets some information. So that's how they find out that Joshua is human, but then they also find out what Joshua's real plan is, or the detective finds out what Joshua's real plan was and who his target was, because they end up having a conversation. So come to find out, the whole time from story one to story two, Joshua was messing with the detective. Had nothing to do with Mai, only the detective.
And honey, if my honey, y'all, my snap.
She snapped. She was like, oh, word? So he thinks it's funny to use people?
Not only did she snap on everybody, she freaking snapped at her hair.
She literally snapped in her head and like lost it. She's like, that's cool. It's fine. You know what? I'm not talking about this no more. I'm about to be out. Y'all handle your business. Whatever. I got a plan. And she was just like, I
And
figured it
she
out.
was in the and look in the parking lot, and guess what she said? You hurt me.
Yeah. So her and Hobie
Hobie,
like got into it, and she was
yeah,
like,
Hobie was like, you just don't understand that I was depressed and just as bad when you left. And
right.
she didn't know all that stuff. But I think low key that she was just trying to make an argument as well.
Yeah, because she wanted to get kidnapped. Which, real quick, there is parts of this story where everybody kind of tells what they went through during the time, those 4 years after everything happened. Everybody kind of mentions what happened and why it was hard for each of them in a way. So, yeah, flash forward
So beats
again.
I was just gonna say, so BTS kind of suffered because of the whole incident. Hobie was severely depressed. Jimin was going through something with Eunice. It took Eunice some time to get right. JK was suffering over the death of Lena bad. I don't know about Tay. Tay just seemed like he just was regular, but I'm sure he's suffering with the rest of the group, you know. So yeah, other stuff is going on, yeah.
So, flash forward to her hearing the information from the detective and her leaving and her and Hobie getting into it. So now she's walking outside in the dark. Hobie bounced. He was like, "You got it. You take some time to cool off." So she's walking in the middle of the street and she's yelling, "Don't you can come and get me. I'm not scared of you, blah blah blah." So he finally she's like, I think she called him, like, said he was scared or something like that, or how she was gonna do him or something like that. So he pops up and they kind of go at it for a hot second. And initially I was like, "Okay, Mai, you better get it, girl." But then he was like, "Nah, girl, I got you." And he, like, slammed her head on the concrete and she woke up in the room where she was tied to the thing. So
Yeah, come to find out, it was like a mountain or something like that, whatever was it. It was like a cave or something.
So when she gained consciousness, homegirl wasn't scared. She wasn't. She was un like she was just unbothered. She's,
No, she was crazy.
I mean, she was crazy, but she wasn't, like, scared. She was just like, "Look, man, I'm going to kill you, and it's just gonna be that." And he's just kind of looking at her like, "Girl, you thought you don't know what type of person I am." And she's like, "Nope, I'm not worried about it." And then he brings her food. Oh, go ahead.
And she was laughing hysterically.
Hysterically, and he was like, "What are you laughing at?" She's like, "This is our first and last meal together." Cracking up, and he's like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "I am going to kill you. I really promise you that." So as this whole little interaction is going on, we find out that this whole time, Shin Mai has been in May the whole time.
She been my.
And she'd been waiting to be let loose. And finally, Maya's like, "Go ahead, girl, do your thing."
Right, but
And
at this time, that's when the psychic or whatever was working with the detective, and they was trying to find Ma, because Hobie had went to the detective, was like, "Me and Ma got into it, and she did not come home last night." And so that's when he went to the detective. The detective went to the psychic. The psychic said, "I can find her, but I'm telling you now, Ma is not right. Like, Shing Mei is back. I don't know how she back, but she is, and Ma is not herself. She's losing herself." And so, the detective was like, "Well, can we find her?" He was like, "Yes, I can find. We can find her." So they got in the car and they took off. So the detective, I mean, the psychic was kind of was like, "Oh," like I envisioned him closing his eyes, hand on his forehead, was like, "Oh, take a look, take
Right. What
a
got me was, wasn't
look."
it when they were getting ready to go out there, was it Asher that was like, "There's smoke"? Was that him, or was it the medium that was like, "There's smoke"?
I don't remember.
There's a part. So there's this part where they're trying to find her because they're and he's kind of going through the events as they're happening. And he's like, "It's already done." So they're like, "What are you talking about?" And they're like, "He's dead." And so they're all in the car like, "What the heck?" And he's like, "And then there's smoke." So they get there and they notice there's no smoke. So when they finally do enter in, they see Mai smoking a cigar.
Yeah, Ma then went ham on him. And so what happened before they even got there, she was like saying, "Oh, Shing Mei is back." And it scared Joshua to death. It like shook him to the core. And I was like confused on why Joshua was so scared, because Joshua was the one that killed Shing Mei. So I would have thought he would have been like, "Come on, ho, this battle number two, what's up?"
Because I think he realized, like, Mai had really lost it, and if Shin Mei was really in her, he was really in trouble, because he's just human. He just did black
Yeah,
magic, and she was
yeah,
really nuts.
yeah. But when my eyes did turn black and her teeth did get jagged, so Ma was like, "Go ahead, girl, do your
Do
thing."
your thing.
So when they popped up on the scene, she's sitting there smoking a cigarette. Now, this is what I imagine her sitting in the corner laughing with that cigarette with blood all on her hands because she mauled him. And so I was just imagining her hands shaking. Her hands. Have you ever seen Shaolin? Have you ever seen that movie? You know how when he killed people, his hands were shaking. He had blood all over his head. That's what I imagine.
You know what's so funny that you said that? So I imagined her, this is really dark, but whatever. I imagine her sitting at the, like, because I still imagine her being on the bed or whatever she was sitting on that she was initially tied up to. But Josh was like laid out in front of her and she's got her feet on top of him, smoking her cigar, cracking up.
Yeah, I thought it was a cigarette, but it might have been a cigar.
It was something she was smoking.
She was smoking something good, because she was
Right.
cracking up and laughing by the time they got there,
Right.
and they knew that she was gone by then. So she may was not there anymore. Ma was there. Ma was just crazy. So they got there, and they was like, detective was about to call for backup because they seen he was dead or whatever. He had just called for backup, and then the psychic was like, cancel it, cancel that. Don't let them come in here. And he was like, why? He was like, because if they see this, I'm going to jail for murder. And he was like, they think he already dead, so we might as well dead him. So that's what they did. They took Ma out, but the psychic had already said she gonna need some professional help. And so they end up burning the cave down with Joshua in it. This time he was really dead. And come to find out, Ma end up in the crazy house.
Girl, did you okay? When she had that, when she's in the crazy house, but they don't really specify just yet. We just know that she left the house where she was at with Joshua, and then she moved forward. When they started talking about her being at the dental office and waking up, did you think the whole story was a dream?
Girl, yes, I was like,
Girl.
really?
I
This whole thing been a dream? 'Cause
was.
they went back twice. They
It
went back.
did. That first one had me messed up. I'm like, you've got
Yeah.
to be kidding. This whole thing was a dream. This whole thing
Right.
was a
So,
dream.
yeah. So, y'all, the whole time, the next chapter was of my waking up, and Hobie was back in the dentist office, and she was about to clean his teeth, and then she starts screaming how much she loved him, how they was in a relationship, they had a child and all that. Hobie was like, you're crazy and all this stuff. And then she went into another dream or whatever it was, and she met with Lena again, her best friend, back in that coffee shop or whatever before they even found any of them. And she just wanted to embrace her friend. At that time, she knew she was tripping. And she said she just wanted to spend the rest of that day with her friend, love on her friend, and all that stuff, which she did. It was really nice.
That was really nice.
But y'all, we failed to remember, Lena came up in this story.
She did. She came up a
The
couple of
psychic,
times. Yep.
yeah, the psychic told her that she was there. And then the only way she knew that she was really there because Lena said, smack yourself.
He said, "Yep, she's right behind you. She's
And
always
then,
been behind you."
but what I didn't understand is Lena never did come like really out. Like she did tell him that she was going to help, but she never did do anything. So I don't know if she did, if the writer forgot to put her in, or what, I don't know.
Yeah, I was kind of looking for like some type of reincarnation or something to help whatever they were gonna do, but yeah,
So.
so go ahead.
So anyway, so then after we found out after those dreams that she was really in a mental facility, and she couldn't remember stuff, and Hobie was going to see her every day, but they would not let, which was weird. They would not let him see her. He would just get to see her behind a two-way, is it called a two-way
A
mirror?
one-way
A
mirror.
one-way mirror, sorry. And that's the only way he would see her. But in the meantime, he had the little boy, and the little boy wanted to see his mama every day. He just kept telling him that he was getting help. She was getting help. She was getting help. So he didn't get to see his mama. He really wanted to. And then one day when Hobie went to go see her, the detective showed up, and he was like, I don't know why out the blue the detective just be showing up.
Right. I'm like, sir,
But
you don't
he's
have any other cases?
like, where you been the whole month she been in this mental facility? Okay, so yeah, it was like a month or two, wasn't it? It was a good minute.
Yeah, she was
but
in there for quite a bit.
yeah so but when he would look at her, when hubby would look at her, she would just be walking back and forth. And so then the detective showed up and he was like, oh, have you talked to her yet? And she was like, he was like, no, they won't let me see her. And he was like, well, I'm about to change that. So then he was able to change it where he could see her. So when he did see her, he tried to bring ha back her memory. And all she could remember, it was this fine man in her dreams, and that's all she knew. So once Hobie started talking to her, it started bringing back memories and all this stuff.
And she finally, so that was one of the reasons that she was kind of forgetting a lot of stuff because there was so much trauma. She had pretty much tuned out all of the stuff that had happened. So she had like a small bout of Alzheimer's for like a little bit. And so they by him like talking to her and she finally accepting what she had actually done, she was able to remember everything and kind of get back to how she was.
Right. So then when she got back to how she was, I guess she was still there. Hobie went home to, talk to his son or whatever. At this point, I think they knew that she was coming home at some point. But then how about the detective? He made me
Girl,
mad.
girl.
The detective walked up in the scene. He was like, let me holler at you, Ma.
A mess.
And told her the United Republic or whatever of Korea said, you got
You got to go. I just, the whole
the
thing in my head was him walking up, like, hey, Maya, how you doing? You feeling good? Okay, cool. You gotta go.
Yeah,
So,
you gotta get on me.
you
And
gotta
that
go.
was the attitude he had. And I
Yeah.
was like, well, what happened? Because he was acting like he loved Ma, and I was saying he was so cold towards Ma.
Yeah.
And honey, you was the reason why this happened.
Right, this whole girl, this whole
This whole
time,
time.
this was because of you.
Right. And so,
If anything, he should be getting kicked out because this is your fault.
exactly. So she was just like, what? I got to go? This is your fault. And she was like, you know what? It is what it is. It's time for me to go. I wanted to go anyway.
Right,
And
so.
so, so Hobie came to pick her up. They had a whole scene at the front door of the
Girl.
mental facility. And she was like, she embraced her son because they came and got her or whatever. And then she was like, I gotta let you, I have to tell you that I have to go. They're kicking me out of Korea. And she was like asking him, was he gonna go? And she didn't even let the man
She
finish what
didn't
he was
let him
saying.
answer.
Yeah, she was like, you know what? I knew you wasn't gonna go. Just go back to your life where how it was before. I knew you wasn't gonna pick us after all this stuff. He was like, Ma, if you let me talk, I'm going with you.
Girl, I was so irritated. I'm like, and the whole time I was reading, I was like, hush, just hush. Like, let
Yeah,
him talk. He's trying to
I
tell you he's gonna be with you, and he's mad that you even asked him, and you want to sit here and think he's talking, choosing his career again. Like, girl, give it 5 seconds, please.
Right. And she was like, you're gonna drop everything you're doing just to be with me and him, me and our son. He was like, yeah, I'm gonna choose you this time because I didn't choose you last time. So this time I'm gonna make sure I choose you.
Right.
And yeah, and by the way, I want to marry you as well. And so, and I'm thinking, yeah, he better go because he really ain't in Korea really doing that much.
True.
And you can record in America.
So
Which was crazy because they went to America and then he didn't even do nothing. No music at all.
he did he was a dance instructor.
Yeah, and he was barely making ends meet. I didn't like that part.
I didn't, I, you know what was, threw me off though, about the whole situation? They had to leave the next day.
Yeah, they had to get up out of there.
That was too funny. They was like, yeah, you gotta go like tonight. Like,
Like
what?
they didn't tell their friends and that, and they just dipped.
But thankfully, so this was one of the things I was worried about. Thankfully, they all understood.
Yeah.
And and at some point, homeboy from Monsta X sees mine, is like, hey, sorry for how I acted last time. She's like, yeah, I gotta go. And he's just like, they can't do that. And she's like, oh, but they did. So it's been real peace type of thing.
Right.
But I'm just glad everybody was cool with it.
Girl, their pilot was like, girl, get off
Okay, something we
them.
forgot.
Jimmy was
I
like,
know Jimmy
girl,
was
bye.
probably excited. We'll send you a car, girl, because please go. Hurry. You need me to pack your bag? Because you gotta go.
Yeah,
But
for
something
real.
we forgot to mention was Jimin had a premiere for one of his movies that he was doing, and he was like super upset because none of his friends came. And so this is kind of going backwards, guys. Sorry. But he was upset because none of his friends were there. Come to find out, they were the ones that were going to be presenting the award. So it was Tae, JK, Yoongi, and I think that was it that were presenting the award to him. And then,
Well, Namjoon and Jay was on the recording.
right. So Namjoon and Jin did the video. And so they were all presenting him with the award. So he's all emotional, whatever, whatever. As he's giving his speech, the TV screen shifts over and it's Joshua talking mess. And then the TV thing falls and everybody has to run out. So that's kind of what prompted everything else to occur, because my Asher and Hobie were at home watching it because they wanted to be safe, and the detective and stuff, he too was watching it from home with his kids, so everybody saw what was going on simultaneously and
So the
had to,
whole Korea saw what happened.
well,
That's
yeah,
why Korea was like, you gotta
you
go.
gotta go, girl, this is
You
your
got to get
fault,
up
we
out of
can't
here.
do this again. You don't remember the last 4 years ago, girl, you did this, we're not doing this again. You know it cost us a lot of money. So, but yeah, I forgot to mention that before. But yeah, so they are now in Boston living their best life. Aunt Roxy is like, hey, welcome back. This is your man. He's cute. And
And they said, what was you at the 4 years?
right.
I was like, listen, why see, that would have been me all day. Now, what you mean?
Where you been? And my first thing would have been like, I didn't even know he existed. So look at your niece. Look at your niece.
Right, and Ma was like, shut that down right now. We ain't got time for
Right. And
that.
Asher, as she's like, what have you guys been up to in Korea? And Asher's like, well, you know, there was this really crazy man that, and she's like, hey, grown folks talking. And he shut up.
And he shut right on up.
But that was pretty much the end of the story. How did you feel about it?
I really love this story. I'm y'all. I messaged Dilizay and I was telling her, y'all, I could not believe the amount of drama that was still in this story. Like, I had forgotten about as much trauma that was in the story, and I loved it. It was good. It was very good. It kept me entertained the whole time. The only part I did not like is when they tried to make it seem like when he went back, he was a dance instructor and he was scraping by, making ends meet. I ain't like that part. Because in reality, if that really would have happened, he would have lived. He would have had, honey, he is a millionaire. He would have had plenty of money to live off of.
True,
And
true.
then he wasn't doing music at all. So I didn't like that part, but all in all, I really love the story.
Yeah,
What'd you think?
I really love this story too, and like you said, Lisa, I forgot how much drama this story had. I know we will mention the story talking about how crazy it was, but I forgot like the detail of crazy that really occurred until I read the second part, and I'm just like, man, it's such a good story. It was so entertaining. It was messy. And then when you thought that thing that threw me off really bad about the story was when I thought it was a dream, I was immediately pissed. I was immediately pissed because I was just like, seriously? But it was such a good story. Yeah, I'm glad that we read the second part because it was worth it. Definitely worth it.
Yeah, if you guys have not heard or know what we're talking about, please listen to our first episode of this story,
Yeah.
because it really ties in everything.
So what I'll end up doing is in the description, in the podcast description, it'll actually have the link for the first episode, for part one of this story. So if you guys do feel, compelled, you can just click on the link. You don't have to go like scroll through our things if you don't want. You can just click on it. So, but yeah, that was Lucky Fangirl Part 2 by Miss Hobie on Wattpad. Yeah, next time we will be doing Sexploration, right? Part
You
2
will
of
be doing sex with
Sexploration.
us,
Ooh, I
yep,
can't wait.
on our podcast. But guys, if you don't know, we also have a Instagram, a TikTok, and a Twitter. Please go and follow us on that. We are doing a lot of stuff on our TikTok, and We really are doing more lives on our Instagram,
Mm-hmm.
and we do more than just BTS stuff. We just talk about a whole bunch of stuff. So you guys go and follow us on that. Check us out. Come talk to us because we want to talk to y'all.
Yes, and like Lisa was saying, we are on most social media platforms, and for almost I think all of them, it's Do You Read BTS? If you guys do want to email us, you can. It's Do You Read BTS at yahoo.com, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that good stuff. You guys can definitely follow us. So, and come join our lives. We post about it on our Instagram when we're gonna do a live. So, come join us, talk to us, all that good stuff.
It'll be fun. We can drink wine or whatever you want to
Yes.
do and have a good time just talking to each other about a bunch of stuff.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, we will see you next time.
Hey,
Bye
bye.
bye.